Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Great things He has done. So love He the world that He gave us His Son. Oh yeah, let His heart atone for sin and open the life gate that all may know. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and let hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and let the people rejoice. Oh God, to the Father, through Jesus, God, and give Him the glory. Say it. Oh, praise the Lord. Give Him praise and give Him all the glory due to Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, God, to the Father, through Jesus, the Son, give Him the glory. One more time, one more time. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let them hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, through Jesus, that's in the glory, the things He has done. Let's use our hand and give Him all the glory. Hallelujah. He said, give Him the glory for great things He has done. What great thing has He done in your life? That's why we are here. The greatest thing God can do to anybody is that He saved us. Gave us salvation that money cannot buy. We are partakers of that grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved. How wretch like me. I once, oh yes, but now I am found. Everybody, it was grace that taught my heart. Oh yes. Grace, I fear. Yes, sir.
How great
the grace I fear. Yes, sir. Everybody, believe through me. His grace has brought. and we be in the tent. That's our hope. That's our hope. The song. No less is to see God living when we pass. Sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Oh yes, that's the song of the overcomers. The song of the overcomers. Hallelujah. Sing it one more time. Oh, hallelujah. 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 That's the song of the bride. When we get there, 10,000 years, we're just singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Oh yes, all His wonderful passions and purity. That's our prayer this morning. Oh, that. My nature refined to the beauty of. That's our prayer this morning. As we come before His presence. Oh, hallelujah. Let the wonderful. Oh yeah, that's our prayer. Sing it everybody unto the Lord. Oh, thou Spirit divine of my nature refined. Our prayer this morning. Plant my feet on higher, higher, higher ground. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven, heaven's table. Than I have found.
Creo.
Allah plant my feet.
Creo.
On high.
Confío en vos, para
my heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise. has dismayed. Oh yes. Those some may dwell where these are. Higher ground. Higher, higher, higher. Hallelujah. Lord, lift me up. That's our prayer. That's our prayer. My faith on heaven, heaven stable, and a higher place, and that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to escape. That's our desire. That's our desire. That's our desire. Catch a gleam of glory. Glory. Oh, but still I pray until heaven up. That's our goal. That's our goal. Go higher. Hallelujah. My faith on heaven's table, and a higher place than I have found. A love like on high. Say one more time. Oh, hallelujah. That's our prayer. That's our prayer. Let me stand. Yes, Lord. That's our desire. Heaven's table. A higher place. And then I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher. May the Lord answer that prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's go straight to our study of the two beasts in Revelation chapter 13. Pick your Bibles to Daniel chapter 12. And let's pick our text from there and continue where we stopped. Daniel. Are we there? Daniel chapter 12. And let's be reverent. And hallelujah. Verse. Let's read verse 8, 9, and 10. At this time, God, through the angel, had revealed to Daniel. Daniel, things that will come to pass concerning Israel. And please take note while we read that. Take note that this whole of these Bible prophecies in the Old Testament is concerning Israel. It's concerning Israel. Where it concerns us, he just hid it, because the main people he's dealing with is Israel. His covenant was with Israel. He said Israel is the only family he has on earth. That was his queen. We only came into the picture according to the scriptures. Take note, I say according to the scriptures, not according to his divine agenda. According to the scripture, we only came into the picture when Queen Israel rejected the offer, disobeyed the king, and so they had to go to some slaves like us, dogs like us. Hallelujah. Go to the byway, highway, and bring in the good and the bad. Let them come. And then a worthless person like me, amazing grace. Hallelujah. And so Daniel was told things that will come to pass. And this is what happened at the end. That's the last chapter of the book of Daniel. Verse 8. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, oh my God, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall be weak and shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. Everybody, but the wise shall understand. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you, the wise. If you are wise, sit down. If you are foolish, sleep. Amen. The wise shall understand. And remember, it is close up till the end. That's Daniel. Then also Apostle Paul, 2 Thessalonians. Can we read it? Chapter 2. Hallelujah. Concerning the coming of the Lord, verse 3. Concerning the coming of the Lord, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Amen. Listen, church, we are a privileged people. Apostle Paul, amen, when he was writing his first letter to the Thessalonians, he believed that the rapture would take place at his own time. The Lord shall descend with a shout, and the voice of an archangel, and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then he said, and we who are alive. He included himself. And we who are alive. Hallelujah. So he was sure at his own time the rapture will take place. And listen, I have tried by all means. Try by all means to try to balance my understanding of the divine agenda. I have tried, especially knowing that I'm not just having this knowledge for myself, but I have to teach it. And knowing that people have confidence in me, many people have confidence in me, and that they will believe what I tell them, I want to make sure that they are not misled. Therefore, I will never go into the area of certain dates, certain time. I will not go into the area of so much, claiming so much revelation until concerning the coming of the Lord, I begin to make certain very weighty statements that I shouldn't make. And no matter what I say, God is not, because I say it, honor my word and alter his agenda. And that is why all through church history, so many people have risen up. So many. I had the privilege of seeing a write-up where they were given, you know, right from some 16th century, people that rose up and then they are so definite about the coming of the Lord, they believe at their own time Christ will come. Even William Branham believed he will be alive to the coming of the Lord. Until he even made a statement that just as Elijah, you know, did not die. Elijah was taken up alive. Elijah saw the rapture, was in a rapture. Elijah was raptured. And if God is going to give us an Elijah now, then certainly that same anointing is upon Elijah, and this Elijah will be on ground when the rapture will take place. He was so sure, he was so certain, until he had to, in a sermon he preached concerning the exposition of the seven church ages, he had to even make statement that can be alluded to say he was setting time, that 1977, although he added that he is not prophesying, but he is predicting, but he boasted that because of, from the multitude of vision as a prophet, and based on the revelation he has seen, that this age, the rapture should take place by the year 1977. 77 has gone, 87 has gone, 97 has gone, 2007 has gone. Next year will be 2017. We are still here. By 1977, I was not saved yet. So by 1977, when he was saying the rapture would take place, God from heaven, they look up. Say, do your own and go. Revelation he has seen. I see how many people coming behind that are still in beer parlor drinking. Moses Alu is still one of them. Praise the Lord. Until the last one comes in. And only him knows who is the last one, because he has the book of life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But so at every given time, he grants understanding for every age, for every age, for every age. And the same William Branham preached a message that he titled Prophecies Made Clear by Events. Prophecies Made Clear by Events. So we speak confidently now, because the prophecies concerning the priest that shall come, concerning the Antichrist, there are events that are taking place now that we can without doubt confidently speak that this is that which was spoken. Amen. And why is it important that we know? And this is not to set date or time, but for everybody to know that we are truly at the end, so that we can take heed to what Apostle Peter said, to give diligence to making your calling and election sure. Praise the Lord. So let's go to Revelation chapter 13 and let's read. And for those who are not here last Sunday, make sure you get the tape so that you can flow. But let's take the whole reading. Let's take the whole reading. And I stood from verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months, 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Who are those? They are those whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with a sword must be killed with a sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And we looked at that beast and we saw it is the Roman beast. It is the Roman beast. And that Roman beast, praise the Lord, that had 10 horns, and there was another little horn that make up that beast. And that little horn, we saw last week that it is the Vatican. And all that it represented is given symbolically by revelation to John, who may not even have known what it meant. Praise the Lord. Because at the time John was in the Isle of Patmos, that little horn had not shot up yet. Praise the Lord. But the beast was around. He has always been around anyway. That beast is Satan himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is a beast? The beast is, that beast as referred to in the Bible, is the satanic power. If a man is referred to as the beast, it simply means that the reference is made to whatever spirit is influencing him. It is the beast. And please take note that Satan, Lucifer, is another name for that archangel, Lucifer. Listen very well. Lucifer is an angel. Listen, Lucifer is not omnipresent. Lucifer is not omniscient. And Lucifer is not omnipotent. It's only God Almighty that has these attributes. Amen. But Lucifer has a kingdom. Because he has also fallen angels. Take note that angels, by my understanding as I try to study demonology, that angels are not demons. Angels are not demons. Lucifer is not demon. Listen, for God, hallelujah, hallelujah, God made Lucifer very beautiful. But iniquity was found in him. Rebellion got into him. And he took a third part of the host of heaven, angels, that followed him in that rebellion, and they were cast out of heaven. And they were cast to the earth here. Lucifer, therefore, has his own kingdom where he is the head. Now, those angels, fallen angels that walk with him, they invent evil creation, evil creatures. The product of their evil, what they use to perpetrate evil, is what is called demons. They invent demons for different things. Behind every sickness, there is a demon. That demon is not a fallen angel. It is a fallen angel responsible for spreading sicknesses that create sickness demons and spread them around. And the evidence is that all men that have rejected the rulership of God, they are also enlisted by Satan to follow him. So he has his own spiritual kingdom that controls the affairs also of men, and have men that he has enlisted and given them knowledge to also create demons. They have scientific knowledge that they invent viruses and spread it to human beings. Some of these viruses are created from laboratories. Bacteria are created from laboratories and given out. They are still in the business of creating more and more evil to bring death and torture to God's creatures. They are there to modify and pervert anything made by God. You have heard of genetically modified products, GMOs. Can't you see that the rate of death in the world now is increasing? Can't you see funny sicknesses? Sicknesses, when one finishes, another one will be invented. When one finishes, another one will come up. And then after the thing is released, then somebody will go to the laboratory and say he has gotten a vaccine to counter it. They have put us as laboratory rats. And they are doing experiments with human people. Spreading all manner of wickedness, evil. They say AIDS started from Africa through animals. So have they gone read it. Read these things. Don't sit down, read only Bible. Please take time to read what is happening around you also, so you know how to work. Products now have been genetically modified so that you can produce more and more and more and more and more and more. And then we now have things like grape. You have seen grape without seed. Very sweet to eat, isn't it? Any fruit that has no seed, it means there is no life inside. So when you eat a grape or anything at all that has no seed inside, including tomatoes, there are many everywhere. It has no life inside. It has been modified to produce more quantity. And then it is cheaper. And then you eat it. Merely you eat it. You see yourself before you know what, see how cancer is multiplying. What is cancer? Cancer is not even a distortion of the cells in the body. They get out of harmony and get off, and without control, they're just growing and growing and growing without control. What happened? Something has been tampered with the human genetics. Created by who? Human beings. By a godless group of people, scientists. You know, scientists don't believe there is God. I am trying to make you understand what a beast is. There is a power that is controlling this thing. That beast. And so, there is this beast with 10 horns, 10 crowns. And a little one also. It's also a power. But it's also a beast. Why is it referred to a beast? Because the power controlling it, that is the Vatican, is controlled by Satan himself. That has created that spirit that is doing that. And in the case, that is why I say, people are looking for Antichrist as an animal somewhere. Looking for Antichrist in this Muslim something, Arab world, and all that. Hey! Hallelujah! Our eyes of understanding as we open. He's carrying Bible. Antichrist is in the church. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This piece that we first read now, from verse 1 to verse 10, where did it rise out from? It rose out from the sea. And we treated it last week. Let me not waste time on that. Today, we are looking at the second beast from verse 11. The second beast from verse 11. Amen. See, by the time you take time to study the agenda of Satan to wipe human beings out of this earth, by the time you finish, I am telling you, you be careful about anything you eat. You be careful about anything you eat. Including all these so-called soft drinks. They tell you the composition. They tell you the things they put inside that Coca-Cola, Sprite, and all those drinks. Amen. In the Western world, maybe if you don't know, you better know it now. In the Western world, you see how deceitful, deceitful the governments of this world are. The government will go to their laboratory, Food and Drug Administration, and confirm that cigarette smoking is dangerous to health, but they will still give them license. You see what I'm talking about? And then they will now force them, but right there, that smokers are liable to die young. That is it. So that if anybody smoke, at least he's smoking willingly to die. But why should you allow anybody to produce something that can bring death? Now they have found out that genetically modified products, they have known the effect, that the nature is being tampered with. And so they now insist any product that has been genetically modified, that you must put a label there. So anytime you go and buy anything in the market, always look for the label there. They put a label there. What do you put there? They will see the label there, GMO. That is what you will see there. So they will not put it big, oh. They put it small somewhere. Praise the Lord. And please, we that are in this part of the world, the consumer nations, there is also product. When you go to the market and to buy a product, and you see they write there, for export only. Have you seen that? That is, mukuna leave us. Nobody now who we want destroy. Now Africans, now there would they go. So we will not follow your standard in America. We will not follow your standard in Europe. We are, don't worry, there they don't get standard. I beg, muku make money, let's make money. So this will be the quality we send there. They will tell you, say, wire, electric wire for exports only. The wire they send here, they don't use it there. Hey! It's a satanic agenda to do whatever they want to do. Finish all of us. That's why we are not thinking. They are thinking. They have destroyed everything. Everything. You go and then you say evidence say you don't arrive. I don't arrive. What do you arrive when they enter your fridge like this? Now, Five Alive, Coke, wine, this one. That's you don't arrive. Where you don't arrive? You never arrive. You don't change part. Now you are going to your grave. Now debt, you carry your money they put. So debt. Everything. I read in a newspaper last week that our NAFDAC was threatening ShopRite and one other shop. Warning them that they threatened to close them because they were bringing GMOs, genetically modified products. They are bringing them to sell them here without getting clearance from them. They are only looking for clearance. They didn't ban it. And they cannot ban it. If they try to ban it, the World Trade Organization will refer Nigeria to treaty, free movement of goods. Give us your own, we give you your own. But when you take your own there, they will say the quality is not, the standard is too poor. Then they are sending their own here. Look. Ha! May Jesus Christ come soon. May the Lord come soon. And I'm sure he will come soon. The reason is because the cup of the abominations of this world, they are getting filled up. Okay. So that is the first piece. The second piece, let's read it now. Verse 11. And I beheld another beast, that's the second beast, coming up out of the earth. The first one came out of the sea. This second one comes out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Take note of that verse 11 with the description of this second beast. This second beast is America. It's another power. Let's read on. Verse 11 again. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. You will soon get to know which fire is America making to come down. Verse 14. And deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beasts, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as will not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he cursed all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that had understanding. And who are those that have understanding? The wise. Who are those that have understanding? The wise. The wise shall understand. Here is wisdom. Let him that had understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. It is not the number of an animal. So this beast we are looking out for is a man, is a human being. And you want to calculate his number, that's why you need wisdom. He said that number is 603 score and 6. 666. If you have wisdom to calculate, any man that you calculate that dwells in a city surrounded by 7 mountains, that man must, because don't let any mathematician go and bring another person and say, even this one say, oh, now 666. No, that person, one, must have some world recognized power, and he must be dwelling in a city surrounded by 7 hills. That is the wisdom. Praise the Lord.